Hello, my name is Jessica. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. How may I help you?
Hello, I thought you were another recording. Okay.
Really? Everybody keeps saying
Yeah,
that. That's just how I talk.
you are not to be so good at it. Hello, this is Jessica. You did this. Okay, that's it. I'm like, Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Okay, Jessica, I'm trying to find out something.
Okay.
Supposedly, I had registered me and my husband for this coronavirus vaccine.
Yes,
And I
ma'am.
am having the most difficult time trying to find out. The numbers, I've had the same numbers since the middle of January. All of a sudden today, everybody's telling me these ain't the right numbers. No, you need
What?
to call this number. Yeah, I'm serious. It's crazy. Now, I know I registered my mama on one number, and we got a call back, and she's been vaccinated. But I'm trying to find out about me and my husband, and I need, look, I have been diligent for 1 year. And I
Okay.
have not gotten this virus. And somebody needs to give me a vaccination. For
Okay.
I'm worn out.
I
I am
know.
worn out. What have
Okay.
these folks been saying, been in denial and everything else, but they getting vaccinated, and here we are, can't get one.
Right. May I have the county that you're
So.
calling from?
Huh?
Your county, so I can see if you and your husband pre-registered.
Jefferson.
You should. Okay. See, I have to give, ma'am, Jefferson's got their own county, so I have to give you a number to call.
That's what they gave me this one, and I was, see, that's what I'm saying. The run around here, I can't imagine what really older people have to do to get things done.
This I can give you
Oh.
Jefferson County. Did do Jefferson County?
Please
It's.
don't give me a number that I've already dialed that they sent me to you. Come on, tell me the
You
truth.
talking about? Is it 205?
858-2221.
Oh Lord.
Then they gave me another one, 205-933-9110. Oh, these are the same two numbers I've had all along. Neither one of them can handle anything.
Ooh, well, ma'am.
I'm serious. This is asinine. And
It
here I
really is.
am. I'm so sick of backwards A, Alabama, I don't know what to do.
OMG. Like, I really, and then right now,
Yeah, this is what I'm.
all I do is pre-register at my site.
Now, where's your site?
I'm in Montgomery.
I might have to drive to Montgomery. I'm tired of
No.
Birmingham. I am. I'm tired of Birmingham. I need to be able to get vaccinated. My husband got wild with the doggone book deal, and I'm trying to get keep from getting this virus.
Oh no, that's right. She said
But
I'm
he
finna
thinks,
come to Montgomery.
oh, hey, I said I drive to Montgomery because he'll tell me I got to go to office Home Depot. I got to do brand sit down somewhere. Sit down.
Right.
Get this stuff out of here. Go somewhere and sit down.
Yes,
But
ma'am. You
I don't know
just
what to do now.
listen, because I you've been staying safe so far. You just keep continue just to follow the safety guidelines and keep staying safe. But if you got to come all the way to Montgomery, come to Montgomery.
I'm serious.
I
I'm worn out with
understand you,
Birmingham.
ma'am. I know you are.
I'm worn
And
out.
I hear it
I'm
in your
worn out.
voice.
And you know what? I went to school in Louisiana. All my friends are in Louisiana and Texas. Every one of them that got the vaccine, they
Look at
got the
them.
first one. Some of them got two, and they 2 and 3 years younger than me.
That's
And one of them
crazy. And you
retired. She
can't
ain't
even
doing nothing.
get one.
I can't get one. And they kept keep telling me different things about how you got to be a certain age, and we following these guidelines, and we got to find to follow this and all this different stuff. And I'm like, okay. How in the world in other states? They said they're following CDC guidelines too,
Right.
but they getting them.
Yes,
But
ma'am.
I don't know. I'm trying to be right now. I'm retired from UAB. I break some laws. I'm
Hey,
trying
ma'am,
to
because
just
you're trying to stay safe, that's all understandable.
be. I don't know what else to do. And if the numbers all of a sudden don't work anymore, and they send me to the other number where I registered my mom and got my mom through the system. Now I call that number. They said they ain't never registered nobody. I told them, oh, no. You might not be doing that today. But they have been registering people because I have called.
Exactly. Right. Now, man,
So.
you the second person that said that Jefferson, they saying they're not doing it, but we really are registering
Oh, they
people
doing
and
it. They doing it for the folks who said it was a hoax. But now they can get vaccinated. Now we can't. That's the ones
Wow.
getting it. The ones who have been saying it was a hoax.
Well,
But they've been vaccinated.
Well, ma'am, but what they are giving out free shots at this old Montgomery Mall in Montgomery.
I heard about that.
Yes,
somebody
ma'am.
Sent me a thing and saying, but they don't even have to have an appointment, do they?
No, they don't. All you gotta do is get in that line.
I ain't getting in no line. In the car line.
Yes, ma'am.
A car line. I ain't getting in no line.
I know that.
I'm in that line. How long does it take?
Let me tell you, I had got off my first job at 5, and the line was all the way around the corner from where I stay.
Well, people trying to get vaccinated. It's too
yes,
much of
ma'am.
A Then I'm trying to see how you come back and get your second one when you go through that.
Right. I haven't even got one, so.
I'm gonna get it figured out. How old are you?
I'm 35.
Okay, well, you probably one of them persons could have it and don't even know.
You see what I'm saying?
So you know what I'm saying? Y'all don't have symptoms.
No.
You're one of those.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm just one that just don't, you know, just don't. I don't want nothing lingering later.
Exactly.
I have to take care of myself, and I'm just applying for my Social Security check. I'm retiring in another few months from my second job.
That's good.
Something. I need to live to get some of these checks, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I know that's right. You've been working long enough, you're going to retire.
Uh-huh. I ain't going to try to. That's why I stayed my tail in this house. Now,
exactly.
I ain't going to tell you how many times Amazon come a week, but I'm in the house.
Exactly. Oh, I can tell you how many times UPS drop my stuff off because I don't leave.
Well, you've been a pleasure. And
yes,
I'm
ma'am.
Continue to see what I need to do
because
it's getting crazy.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling the COVID vaccine appointment line. I hope you be safe. Well, you're going to stay safe. I know that.
But I need to get some injections.
Yes, ma'am, and I feel your frustration. I hope you can get everything situated, ma'am.
Thank you so much. You take care of yourself.
You take care. Enjoy your day. You stay blessed, ma'am.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.